Sarah.
And Michaela.
And we're the host of the Chime In podcast. We cover
unsolved mysteries,
true crime,
and the fascinating. So bring us on your next road trip. Search for Chime In podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm the geeky dad, and I'm here with my two little elves,
Ariana
and Rayon,
and we're the Multiverse Kids.
Multiverse elves.
Oh,
we're the Multiverse elves.
Maybe I should change my name to Geeky Santa.
Yeah.
Geeky Santa and Multiverse elves.
Yeah.
That sounds weird.
Next year we're gonna do We should do a Christmas special. Yeah.
With the geeky Santa and the multiverse elves.
Yeah, we'll get Kevin Bacon.
What?
Oh yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Now,
because he was in this movie.
Well, it's not a movie. It's a special.
Special presentation.
Yeah. So far, I'm really liking all these special presentations.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Yeah.
We only had two.
The only problem is, you know,
especially this
they
one.
They released it a little bit too early. It's Thanksgiving time.
A little?
Yeah.
A lot.
Like a month early. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, what can I say? I guess they had too many things
you find out
to do.
A cool secret.
Yeah, before we even talk about that, you guys seen the first two Guardians movies?
Yes.
Yeah. Which one you like better?
First one.
You like the first one?
Yeah.
What about you?
I think first one.
You like the first one?
First one.
Really?
First one.
I thought you guys. I thought you liked the second one more because it's more funnier.
The thing I like.
Huh?
Yeah, but it's sad.
And also has Baby Groot.
A little.
But this one,
yeah, I like the second one actually better.
Yeah.
But I knew you were gonna say that because we just recently rewatched the second one, and you guys were dying on the floor laughing.
But right?
Yeah.
The thing is, I don't
especially
like
in the beginning.
I don't
funny.
Like something in the special.
Okay, so
looks weird.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the brand new Guardians of the Galaxy
special
Christmas.
Presentation.
Holiday special.
Holiday special, yes. The holiday special. Yeah. Now,
it just came out.
It has music. It has cartoons. It has a special guest, you know. You know, they used to do these type of things a long time ago. In the late 70s, there was a Star Wars Christmas special, you know. And it was about Luke and Han and Leia visiting Chewie's parents during their version of like Christmas, which was called Life Day. You know, so you got to meet like Chewbacca's mom and dad and his and his brother, little brother. You know, and this holiday special also had a lot of guest stars, musical dance numbers. Princess Leia actually sung in that, right?
Wow.
Yeah. And there was even an animated sequence where we're introduced to Boba Fett for the very first time. Yeah. And then recently they did another holiday special, but it was all Lego form.
Yeah. Lego's more funny anyway.
Yeah.
But this sounds about Rey.
Right. Now, those two never really actually fit into the actual storyline of the series. They don't count, really.
The holiday special?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this Marvel one.
They actually do count.
This does count. Everything in Marvel counts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about what you liked about it. Overall, did you guys like this little special?
Yes. Kinda. I'll give it 3 thumbs up.
I gave it 4.
Oh. Yeah, I liked
it
too.
I gave it 3 because Groot looks weird. I messed up the whole thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's talk about what we like first because, yeah.
Blah,
what
so
did you
weird.
Like? You like the music?
Yes.
I like the song in the beginning.
I like seeing Bucky's arm.
So funny.
What did you say when you saw the arm? Like, they should have had an end credit scene.
That's where where it shows like Bucky like, hey, where'd my arm go?
Yeah, that would have been a much better end credit scene than the one we got.
And then in the next movie, it's Bucky versus the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Because they saw this.
Imagine Bucky waking up and he's like, where's my hand?
You mean arm?
Yeah.
He's gonna fight the Guardians of the Galaxy.
How are they gonna even explain that when Bucky shows up again? I don't know. What else did you like?
I liked the jokes? Yeah, and I liked when Drax, for his Christmas gift, he got the funny little guy.
The elf?
Yeah, I mean,
crazy.
He's
yeah.
in love with that elf. Yeah.
I like two parts.
Like, I mean, Drax has become very funny. Like, in the first movie, he wasn't that funny. He did a couple of funny lines, but in the last movie, he was, like, super jokey.
Yeah. I like two parts when they were on Earth. Yeah. I like the part where Mantis gave those cops a candy cane.
I like when they...
I also like when they, like, got the elf dude.
Oh.
And Drax went crazy again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when, like, they had to go after Kevin Bacon, and Mantis told Drax, like, what do you want? Star-Lord to be happy, or your funny little guy?
Little guy.
The funny little guy!
Yeah.
I knew he was going to say that.
I like when Kevin Bacon was like, I'm Batman.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm Bruce Wayne. And then both Drax and Mantis is like, who's Batman? Who's Bruce Wayne?
Yeah, if they lived on Earth, they'd
and
know
then
who
they
that
said,
is.
You're an actor? That's disgusting. Apparently, being an actor in their world is very bad.
No, it's very good.
No.
Disgusting.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting for them.
Yeah, they hate actors.
They basically hate themselves, but they just don't know
I think
it.
That's an inside joke. Like, they're talking about themselves. They hate themselves. Right?
Yeah.
Even Nebula was like, ugh, actors are crap.
Yeah.
Now, I liked it. I liked the music. I liked the funny music. I don't know.
Wait, I like a part that they were nowhere.
One thing I never understood. Why do some of the aliens look so much like humans?
I don't know.
Like Kraglin.
Yeah. Where? How did they have humans out in space? Never explained that.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
How did Groot make the thing of Kraglin holding the?
Oh yeah, that was funny. How did he make?
How did he know that Drax threw the car over?
Yeah. How did
and
he?
And how did he?
How did he make them so fast?
Yeah, and how did he know that Kevin Bacon's gonna come out of the present box?
Yeah, I think maybe Groot has the power to see in the future.
And past. And
see, maybe he has super speed.
Well, I don't know how he built those things so fast. Yeah, but that was a funny scene, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So apparently now the Guardians are in charge of the celestial head, dead head, of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Originally, that was owned by the Collector, but last time the Collector got beat up by Thanos and everything got destroyed by Thanos, so I guess they took over after that. So they're not going to be going on adventures anymore through space. This must have been like a lot, like a long time after Thor Love and Thunder, because they were still like traveling together through the space, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now... let's talk about the bad things they didn't like.
Groot.
That's the worst thing.
Why does he look so weird?
Yes, because in Love and Thunder, Groot was like skinny, right?
Yeah.
So
in like, all the movies,
Groot how long ago did this take place? Like how long ago did Love and Thunder take place? Like months ago or years ago?
By then, but now he's a kid.
It's like a teenager.
He's a kid. It said so.
Yeah.
That must be a really big kid.
Now, originally, I heard that he was computer generated completely. But to me, it looked like a guy in a suit. So they did not do a good job with that design. He looks too bulky. I don't like it at all. It looks like a guy in a suit, right?
Yeah.
Even though it's not. That's what they say. But it's not a guy in a suit.
Another thing I don't like is that I never explained how Mantis got the elf again.
Yeah. How did she get time to do that?
And I never explained how they got Bucky's arm.
Yeah, when did they have time to do that?
When did Nebula have time to do that?
Yeah.
And never showed why Nebula even got those stuff.
Well, no. I think in Endgame they became friends, remember? Because they were like, oh, we both lost our family together. And they were both hugging. I think I saw them.
Who?
Rocket. And Nebula.
Oh!
I remember I saw them like hugging or something. Can't remember.
Nebula was dancing. Was dancing.
She dances weird.
That's another thing I don't
She dances like she's trying to kill somebody.
That's another thing.
And she like never smiles. She just like serious
dancing.
That's two stuff I don't like. What? She's not supposed to dance. She's supposed to not dance.
It's funny.
And nothing is, why? If you dance, you're not supposed to be serious.
Well, that's how she is. She's weird.
She's way too weird.
She's
creepy.
Ugh, everything's creepy for you.
No, says the person that thinks that owls are creepy.
Owls are creepy.
No,
they can turn their heads all the way around.
Because their eyes, they can't look around like us.
No, so, don't even remind me.
Okay.
Now, I'm surprised, like, they kind of hinted that, you know, we might see another holiday special.
No, at the end. Twice,
they said.
Twice. Easter?
Kevin Bacon said, see you next Easter.
Easter? I don't know.
And also, Rocket said, I guess you'll have to have another special.
Right.
Groot, you ruined Christmas again. I guess we're gonna have another special.
Jinx, you can't talk.
Nothing would.
I unjinxed you. You know they should have made this. They should have made like a Thanksgiving special. They never do anything for Thanksgiving.
I think nobody cares about Thanksgiving.
Yeah. By the way, are you guys?
They should have made a movie where a giant turkey takes over the world.
Alien turkey.
Yeah, giant turkey.
Right.
Yeah, for Thanksgiving.
That'll probably happen next year. Who knows? Now, kids, you guys are pretty full on Thanksgiving food.
Yeah, yes. I'm super full. I can last 3 days of food.
Yeah.
Or 8 days.
Now, you know, the best thing about Thanksgiving is leftovers.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I have a special sandwich that I usually make. I call it,
leftover sandwiches.
How did you know?
Because
leftovers and you said sandwich.
Yeah. So I usually put, like, 3 different types of meat. Like, Grandma made, pork and,
turkey.
And, what else? Lamb.
Chicken?
Lamb.
Oh.
And chicken. So I'm put all that meat together, some cheese, plus some lettuce, plus I put some stuffing, I put some other veggies that was cooked.
What about mayo?
I put a lot of mayo.
How do you fit that in your mouth?
And, you know, what would you call that? Leftover sandwich, right?
Yeah, but how do you fit that in your mouth?
I have a very wide jaw.
So open it.
I could probably fit your head in there.
No.
Yeah.
That's very small.
Yeah.
No, Ryan's is actually very small. Smaller.
We see yours.
Okay. Now, final thoughts on the the holiday special. You want to see a holiday special every season? Well, at least once a year.
Then it's only going to be four holiday specials.
At least one holiday special a year.
Also, Kevin Bacon should have said Valentine's Day, not Easter.
Why?
I have an idea. Valentine's Day is closer. They should have made the Valentine's Day holiday special once. And for the Guardians of the Galaxy, and Gamora comes back.
They don't have to pick Guardians every time. They can pick some other people.
Gamora comes back.
Maybe they'll do an Eternals one.
An idea. They go back in time.
We agree that Eternals is bad. Rand did a thumbs down.
Okay, speaking of which, this movie is officially the end of Phase 4.
Done.
Wait, why am I saying that?
Dun, dun, dun.
That's the reason you're saying it is because it's my favorite number.
No, I'm not.
Four.
No.
Yeah.
It's because it's the end of a phase.
Okay, so when we come back from our commercial break, we're going to talk about
the whole phase four.
All of phase four and what we thought about it. All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
Hey, Ariana, have you ever read the news on the internet?
No, who has time for that?
Well, the Newsly app is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and reads them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time, the entire web becomes listenable all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose and start playing.
Stop scrolling and start listening.
That's right, Rayon. You can follow any topic as specific as you like, from sports to science to even, you know, the Kardashians. Like, who cares about those guys, right? And you'll find the latest articles and they'll read them to you out loud. And you know what? They even have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 80 countries. Our podcast, the Geeky Dad Podcast, is there too. I started using it as my default podcast app. They even have digital radio. So download and use the Newsly app for free. And, you know, go to www.newsly.com. .me or from the link in our description, you can use the promo code GEEKYDAD and you get 1 free month of premium subscription. What do you think, guys?
Cool!
That's awesome!
Try the Newsly app. And we're back, kids. Now, like I said, this movie is officially the end of Phase 4. Let's give you a little rundown on Phase 4. Phase 4 started right after Spider-Man Far From Home. Okay? That was the end of the third phase, right?
And Phase 3.
Yeah. And it started with WandaVision, right? Phase 4. And then we had Winter Soldier and Falcon.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Right. And then we had What If, and we had Loki, and we had Black Widow.
Black Widow.
Yeah, Black Widow was part of...
I mean, if you're going by, like, the timeline, not the phases...
Right,
Black Widow would have been
personally,
all the
personally, I thought Black Widow should have came out, like...
Why?
During
Phase 3.
Why, huh?
Right?
Why?
Because it's during...
It takes place after Civil War. But, I don't know, they took too long to make that movie, I guess. I don't know, whatever. Anyhow, you know, also part of Phase 4 was Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
And Eternals.
Eternals. One of the...
Wait. And after Eternals, it was Spider-Man Far From Home.
No Way Home.
That's the one, yes. I get confused with all these home in the titles. No Way Home,
right? I don't see how they're going to make another movie with adding the home.
there's a lot of home titles. You can do Homesick, Home Wrecker, Home Whatever. Anyhow.
Home Whatever.
Neo Homes,
are you serious?
Home Run. Then after that, what was next? They had Moon Knight.
Multiverse of Madness.
Multiverse of Madness.
I had to say that.
And what else? Did I say Moon Knight already?
Yes.
Did I say What If?
Yes.
No.
Miss Marvel.
Miss Marvel.
You said What If.
Miss Marvel.
I mean, he did.
She-Hulk.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot Hawkeye.
Hawkeye.
Yeah, Hawkeye. What else? I guess. Oh, yeah, Love and Thunder. Thor, Love and Thunder.
Yeah.
Then it sort of ended now with...
Wait, you forgot.
What?
Werewolf by Night.
Oh, yeah, Werewolf by Night.
And
the other special presentation.
Yeah, and then...
The Galaxy Holiday Special.
And also Wakanda Forever.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So, I know for a fact I did not say that in order. Okay? Let's do the movies. Which would be in your top list?
Top five?
Movies, right?
All the movies. There's seven movies in this phase.
Oh, movies. Thank goodness.
Top okay. five?
All the movies. Let's do all seven.
Okay, so first.
I'll give you my list first. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go with Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yes.
Number one.
I know what's going to be my last.
Number two. I'm going to give it to Shang-Chi.
No. Okay? No.
It's his opinion.
My opinion. Number three, I'm going to give it to...
You also are counting the special presentations?
No. We're just doing the movies.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
Special presentations you can count under, like, TV. Because it's all, like, on Disney Plus, basically. But number three, I'm going to go with Wakanda Forever, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Number four, I'm going to go with Black Widow.
That was pretty good.
Okay. Number five... I'm going to go with, this is a hard one. This is when it gets hard for me. I'm going to pick Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, that's going up near my end.
That's okay. At my end.
Number six is going to be Thor, Love and Thunder.
Oh, wow.
And I guess you can figure out what number seven is.
Eternals. I'm pretty sure that's for all of us.
Yeah. No. I mean, I don't know if Venom Part 2 counts.
Not really.
I mean, it did get released during that phase, and Morbius also, but
can I
would say those would be 8 and 9.
Can I go?
Yes. Go ahead. Number
first is...
Go ahead.
You wanted to go. Go ahead.
I'm going to skip you because you can figure out. Go ahead. Go ahead. Okay.
For number one, I want No Way Home, obviously.
Right.
Then Love and Thunder.
Really? Number yes. two? Wow. Okay.
I liked it. Wakanda Forever is three.
Okay.
You copied that from Daddy.
No.
I thought you had that for... Oh, wait. You did have that for three.
Whatever. Let's see. What are you gonna pick? You don't like Shang-Chi?
Oh yeah, I'm forgetting Shang-Chi.
What about
That would be my
Doctor four. Strange?
No. That's going near the end. So number one is
You said that
No
already.
Way Home.
Right.
Number two, Love and Thunder, then Wakanda Forever, then
Black Widow,
then Shang-Chi.
Right.
She
really hates Shang-Chi.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He was low on your list in last year, too. List. top 10. Go. That's still five.
Five? I did only five? Okay.
Number six
is Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, wow.
I really don't like that. Uh-huh. Really. Then, Eternals.
Wow. Wow.
Nobody over here really likes Eternals.
I agree with Diana for the Eternals. Thing.
Okay, give us your list. Number one.
Number one, Shang-Chi.
Wow, okay. Number one, okay.
Number two, No Way Home. Number three, Wakanda Forever.
Wow. Okay. I think you're just copying that from all of us. But
Go ahead.
Number four.
Let's see. You got Thor, you got Doctor Strange, you got what?
Black Widow.
Which one?
Love and Thunder.
Wow, that's number four? Okay.
Black Widow.
Number five?
Yeah.
Then I agree with you, Rihanna.
What? Number six is what?
Six is Multiverse of Madness for him.
Wow, I thought you liked that one, Rihanna.
No! Who likes that? Oh,
I don't like
that.
What, because you like
Scarlet Witch?
Right. Ooh.
Thought you like Doctor Strange.
No, I don't!
And then what's number seven?
Eternals.
Oh, wow.
We all picked that.
Wow, okay.
I even put a thumbs down for that.
Yeah.
Of course that would be my last.
They got to do something. If they do the second Eternals movie, they got to do something to make that a little bit more...
Yeah, like I said in that episode, they took way too long just to gather everybody. Well, I mean,
if they do a second one, they don't need to do all that, you know, build-up.
And
backstory. You know, Eternals would have been much better as a TV show, I think.
Yeah, I think it would.
It would have been way better as a TV show.
Each episode, you get the person. Then
different timelines and stuff like that, you know.
Each episode, you get someone else, and at the last episode, they fight the...
Yeah, you could do that show for a lot of seasons if you wanted to. Anyhow, now we're going to do the TV shows.
Oh, you know what's going to be my number one?
What If?
No.
Okay. You want to go first?
No.
Okay.
I want to go first. What if?
I'll go first.
No, Daddy's going first.
I'll go first.
You go first.
Because you probably forgot all the shows already.
I did. I didn't. I forgot most of them.
Okay. Now I'll go first. Okay. I liked What If.
Yeah.
What If
it's
pretty good.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I like the premise of that show.
I like
it. Also like one of the only cartoons there.
I like that too.
Yeah.
So nice.
I like Loki, number
two.
No. I mean, it's kind of good.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Loki's number two. I'll give Moon Knight number three.
What?
Yep.
For me, I'd switch.
Number three is Moon Knight. Number four for me would be Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
For you.
Number five would be WandaVision. Okay.
That's near the end for me.
Number six would be Hawkeye. Okay.
Okay.
Number seven, I would pick Miss Marvel.
Finally!
Okay. Number eight. Am I missing anything?
I think you're missing She-Hulk.
No. I'm going to pick Werewolf by Night.
They count as that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only because it's only one episode. I wish if we got more, maybe it would have been more. I'll put Guardians at number nine. And last on the list, She-Hulk.
What? I thought you liked it.
I didn't like it that much.
The origin story?
Compared to all the other stuff. The other stuff was way more fun.
The Daredevil?
I thought you would like it because of Daredevil.
So?
Just a
I like the other stuff better.
It's
sorry.
Okay.
I like the other stuff better.
I want to go next. No,
we're going to go the original order like last time. Go.
Okay, so first, Miss Marvel.
Right, second, of course.
Second, What If.
What If? Okay.
What If.
So
third, Hawkeye.
Oh. Okay. Wow.
What do you think it was going to be, huh?
She-Hulk.
No, that's fourth.
Oh.
Fourth She-Hulk.
Right.
I know who's
WandaVision?
No.
I'm going to put that
down. Don't let, like, what happened in Multiverse of Madness change your opinion.
I like it a little bit. Okay. I like it a little bit.
Okay, well, what's five?
Probably like six or seven.
So what's five?
What else do we have?
We have Falcon. We have,
Loki.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Guardians of the Galaxy special.
Oh, yeah. That's five.
You're going to put Guardians?
Yes, five.
Okay, six.
What else do we have?
Nah, Werewolf by Night. We got, Loki. Still didn't put Loki yet.
We got,
Moon Knight.
Moon Knight is six?
Yes.
Seven.
WandaVision.
Right. Eight.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Right.
Werewolf by Night.
Right.
Loki.
Wow, Loki's at the end for you, huh?
Yes.
Wow, I thought you loved that show with Sylvie and all that stuff. Oh, well. Okay, Rayan.
Let's see. What If?
Number one? Okay.
Number two?
Moon Knight.
Okay.
Number three?
Let's see.
Come on.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Wow, okay. Number four? Okay, go. Four. Number five?
Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Okay, go ahead. Six?
Loki.
Okay. He has it up there more. That's good. Go.
Number seven.
You got Hawkeye left. You got like
She-Hulk.
Where'd you put She-Hulk? Four. Like, yeah.
Four or three. One of those.
Go.
Where else? Oh, yeah, I put that fourth. I'm gonna put
Werewolf by Night or
Werewolf by Night.
What, six?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Next.
What else is there?
No, seven.
Okay, seven. Go.
Miss Marvel, She-Hulk.
Miss Marvel, then She-Hulk.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you put Hawkeye anywhere?
Last.
Wow, Hawkeye's last?
Well, I don't see why he doesn't like that.
I don't know. He has the Hawkeye toy and everything.
It doesn't show.
You love it so much. You love, I love it. I love
pizza
the dog. I love Hawkeye.
I think it's because of Kate.
No, the thing is, no, Hawkeye. Doesn't even talk about Hawkeye a lot.
Yes, they do.
It's literally about them.
Billy talks.
Anyhow, about this phase has the most content. All right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think the next phases are going to have even more content, you know. And you know, you can't really enjoy everything unless you watch all the TV shows and the specials.
And you got to do them in order.
And the movies. You don't really have to do it in order, but you know.
I mean, that's the only way you could, like, really understand most,
what do you think the common theme of this phase was?
What do you mean?
Like, the other phases was all about, like, the first phase was all about, like, building the Avengers. And
second?
Then phase two and three was all about leading up,
To Endgame.
And then Thanos,
I
think, you know?
This one is about, the Young Avengers.
Yeah.
Build them up.
Yeah?
Building the Young Avengers up.
Also, like, the multiverse. Also, they talked a lot about
multiverse. And building the Young Avengers.
And like, learning about
also,
all the sidekicks.
Also building up, like, the Thunderbolts, Dark Avengers.
Yeah.
Those are the three things that they've been, like, building up to.
Yeah.
And Kang.
Yeah.
Right.
King, the Conqueror.
Yeah.
Like from Loki.
And the common thread to all these movies is all about grief, about everybody, like, people dying.
About the people who died and sacrificed their life.
Yeah, about the Black Widow dying.
It's all about
Iron Man,
like,
dying.
After
the snap also, life after the snap.
That's all it's about, actually.
Just to tell you again, Marvel is in the future.
Right. So I'm hoping in the next phase we can get a little bit more fun and less, like, down, maybe with some of the storylines. Let's build something more adventurous, not so silly like Thor, and, you know, something a little bit more epic for final You know, let's see some team movies.
Cause yeah, we didn't have like something with like a big bad guy.
We didn't have a good team movie during this phase.
You know? The next phase could be all about the Dark Avengers. Then the phase after right. that
I think
could
this
be...
phase is gonna end. The next phase is gonna end with Thunderbolts. Actually. Yeah.
Then the next phase could be about the Dark Avengers. No, the next phase, the Avengers.
Young Avengers. The next phase.
Right. And then you know, I just felt that you know you had Endgame, which was like the biggest thing ever.
Yeah, Endgame and Infinity War. Big.
Yeah. And this,
it took two movies
the
just
only
to stop
thing,
him.
The only thing that was as big as that was No Way Home.
Yeah.
They should make a movie where the Avengers fight the Dark Avengers.
We'll probably see that in Secret Wars. That's usually where everybody fights each other.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so you like this face?
Yeah.
All right. That's it for this episode. What do you got to say?
Please hit the bell, subscribe, and like. Bye. Bye.
And
bye.
Yeah, check us out next week.
Bye.
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 And enjoy your holiday season.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
It's still Thanksgiving.
Ho, ho, ho.
That doesn't make any sense.
People don't like when you say Merry Christmas anymore.
What?
Yeah, that's the thing. Didn't you watch Santa Clauses? Speaking of which... We're going to be doing a Santa Claus episode
coming soon. Can we still say ho, ho, ho?
Yeah. Okay. Bye.